Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Katzkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thank you so much for joining me today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. As you know, this is our Tuesday flagship show, and I'm really excited about today's episode. It's the first of a three-part mini-series that I'm calling The Other 23 Hours. And before I get into a little bit about what I'm going to be talking about with you over the next 3 weeks, so today is part one, next week will be part two, and then the week of the 24th will be part three. And there's kind of a story behind this, and I'll share a little bit more about that as I get into today's episode. But what really gave me the idea to do this is that, first of all, it's been a while since you've heard from me. As you know, if you've been listening to my show for any length of time, you know that I primarily use this as an interview show because I feel like people sharing their stories about what works, what they've learned, what their lessons have been, I think can be incredibly powerful for the rest of us to learn from. And I always want this to feel like a safe space for people to share their wins, to talk about their challenges, because I think we don't do enough of that in the world today. I think we really talk a lot about what doesn't work, but what I really always want you to get is what does work. And so what I decided to do was I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit, and I'm going to talk a bit about how my training has evolved over the last few years. For a lot of you that have known me for a very long time, you know that I've been lifting weights since I was a teenager. I grew up a competitive athlete, and I competed in bodybuilding and fitness for close to 10 years. And, you know, for a very long time, I trained incredibly hard and very intense. And I taught group fitness for a lot of years, multiple formats, sometimes multiple classes in a day. And, you know, pretty much since I turned 50, I've kind of changed that. And I'm 57 now. I'll be 58 this coming May. And you know, I decided that I'm going to really get real here, and I'm going to share, you know, really some powerful awareness, you know, insights that I've had about my own health and my metabolism. And the fact that I hear a lot of people tell me, well, it's part of getting old. It's just harder to do all that as you get older. And I do think some of that is true, but I think a lot of it is how we choose to approach it. And so what I want to talk about today in part one is, you know, the focus of today's episode I want to make about metabolism, what it is, how it works, why we associate metabolism with movement, and why there's so many different hacks and things out there that so many influencers claim to influence your metabolism. But at the end of the day, what I want you to take away from part one today is that your metabolism is really not broken. And I hear a lot of people say that, well, my metabolism just doesn't work anymore. It's just turned off. It just doesn't produce results like it used to. So therefore, something must be wrong. So your metabolism really isn't broken. The problem is your strategy probably isn't the best, and it's probably not lined up with what works for you, with where you are in your life and what your lifestyle is and all of that. So that's what the focus is going to be today as part one of The Other 23 Hours. And, you know, I've spent more than 30 years in the health and fitness space, as I've just shared. I owned two successful brick and mortar studios. I've worked with thousands of people in my career, and I know what works. I've pretty much put my flagpole in the ground on functional fitness and safe technique and form. The goal is always to move and move well and to stay injury-free and to feel good and to have energy and to feel like your body can support you in the things that you want to be doing. So I know all of that cold. I know the research. I know what the trends are. I know what a lot of the prominent studies have come out with relation to, you know, how much you should move as opposed to what is the best workout. I mean, I have read all of the studies. And honestly, what really prompted me to do this episode was last year. It was like the early part of last year, and really it started the year before that, if I'm being honest. I had to have a serious reality check conversation with myself. Now, you might find that really hard to believe, being that I'm a lifelong fitness professional, but I really wasn't practicing a lot of what I was preaching. And I'm a little embarrassed to say that, but, you know, I don't like to hold back. I always want to give you the full story. I always want to tell you what's happening behind the scenes. And so I had to give myself a reality check, because here's what I really want you to understand. You can know all the things. You can know all the reasons why you should be doing things, what should work, what you're doing, what you know works. I hear a lot of people, when I was working with clients full time, I would hear a lot of people say, well, I know myself. I know I won't do that. I get it, right? I'm right there with you. But it doesn't, just because you know what to do, doesn't automatically make you somebody who does it, okay? And I really had to sit with that truth a couple years ago about myself. So I'm not like going to sit here and toot my horn and talk about, you know, I know all the things and this is what works. And you know, I have all these testimonials and client stories to share with you, because it's really not about me at the end of the day. How I've decided to approach it. I've really made a lot of big changes in how I do my training, what I think works, what I think is effective, and what I think is a good strategy to tackle the quote unquote other 23 hours of your day. So I want you to think of this as, I'm not recording this from the top of a mountain and kind of shouting to you about how I got here, okay? But what I am going to do is kind of share with you what's working as I make the climb up the mountain now at this point in my life and at this point with what I'm choosing to do in terms of a schedule and how I'm making it work, because I feel like there's value in that. I always want to know what people are doing that's working, but I also want to know kind of those moments that they have when they say, you know what, this just isn't working like it should, and I think I need to do something different. And that's kind of where I've been, so, or at least where I was a couple of years ago. But first off, I want to tell you a little bit about my story and of kind of what got me here. You know, I remember back right before the pandemic shut the world down. I was operating in my second brick and mortar studio. We had moved from downtown and downsized to a smaller location, really just because I knew I wanted to expand online. And there was lots and lots of development going on in downtown Raleigh. And the city block where I was targeted to be torn down. Nobody really knew when that was going to happen. And I just saw an opportunity to move and into a space that was more workable and that I felt like would really support the goals that I had and where I wanted to take my business for the future. And literally, right before the world shut down, I started training in a brand new program for me. That is, it wasn't brand new. It had been around. It's a concept called Metabolic. It's a franchise. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but I'm hoping to get at least the owners of the Raleigh studio where I go on here so that we can talk more about it in the future. But I literally was, John, my husband, and I were headed up to Asheville for a work meeting. He had a manager's meeting, and I decided to tag along because why wouldn't I? We were staying at the beautiful Grove Park Inn, and if you've been to Asheville, you know it's a gorgeous resort. And I thought, why not? You know, I can go and kick back for a couple days. And my sister lived in Asheville at the time, so I knew I was going to connect with her. So, you know, I decided to, you know, tag along. And, you know, I had been reading up about some of the different things that I wanted to try with my own training. I was getting a little burned out teaching a lot of group fitness, and I just knew I needed a change. I knew I needed to switch some things around, and I knew I needed to sort of approach my time different because I knew that I was building some new things in my business, and I wanted my training and everything to kind of seamlessly flow alongside of that. You know, one of the things I always tell my clients, at least when I was working in fitness, is that you always want your routine to, you know, fit into your life. You always want it to be kind of a non-negotiable. And we the way that we make that work is that we make it workable. We make it simple. We adapt to it, right? It shouldn't be an either or. Well, I can't do that because my life won't let me. It should be the other way around. Your workout program and your fitness regimen should always fit in to the way that you want to live, right? It should just fit seamlessly. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say that it's always easy and there are always going to be days. There are never going to be days that you don't want to do it, because I know that's not true. I just know that that's a pile of BS, right? But I knew that I needed a change. I knew that I didn't want to keep doing what I was doing. And as much as I loved working out and what fitness has done for me and all the amazing things I've been able to do in my career, I knew that I needed to do something different. And I think if you are listening and you've made changes in your workout routine, you could probably relate to that. And so, you know, I'm sort of ashamed to say, as a 30-year fitness professional, I usually don't do well working out at home. It's always been a challenge for me because what the story I tell myself is that I just get distracted. I think of other things that I need to do, and I just find that I do better if I go somewhere. And so as a group fitness instructor, it always made sense for me to sort of make some of the classes that I teach a workout for me. It wasn't the only workout that I did for me. I would schedule my own workout around it, but it was usually an easy sell in that regard. But I just knew this is, you know, early 2020, and I just knew that I needed a change. So I had been reading a couple of weeks before we were going to Asheville about metabolic because a friend of mine had gone and taken a class there and had really enjoyed it, said it was really different, that a lot of the exercises were very functional in nature. And, you know, if you know me, I usually teach the 8 functional moves. And those moves are push, pull, squat, lunge, hinge, that's bending over like taking a bow, carry, walk, and twist. Okay. So I want you to think about that for a minute. Every day in life, we do those 8 functional moves every day. This is how our body is created. And yet there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of different workouts out there that don't use a lot of those moves. And so what I've really found as I've gotten older is that I need exercises and simplicity more than I need, you know, volume and, you know, more. You know, sometimes less is more. It's one of the things I always, the way I approach my retreats is always less is more. It's one of the concepts that I teach my clients in helping them build their businesses and building retreats into their businesses is that less is more. So I had been doing a little research about metabolic, and I thought, I knew there was a studio in Asheville, and I thought, I'm going to give it a try. So we're driving up to Asheville. We get checked in at the Grove Park, and I go and sign up and do a drop-in class. It's basically where you pay a one-day fee, and you go and you take a class. And I had no idea what to expect. I knew that boxing was usually a station. I hadn't picked up boxing gloves in forever. So needless to say, I was feeling a little intimidated because I was like, I'm not really sure I know what I'm doing here, but I'm gonna try it and see what happens. And so I took the class and I absolutely loved it. It was based on functional, simplistic movement. There were 5 stations, usually 2 to 3 weighted moves, sometimes a cardio move, depending on the day, and a boxing station. And I really love the simplicity of it. There are basically 3 formats within the metabolic system. There's a durability focus, which is usually based on strength and stamina. There's a momentum focus, which is a little bit more athleticism and endurance. So this is where you're going to do more intervals. Sometimes you're going to do exercises that tend to be more heart rate oriented in general. And then there's anaerobic, which needless to say, we know what that is. It's literally 100% max effort. If you can remember back in the days when HIIT training was really popular, that's what an anaerobic workout is. Now, the difference with metabolic versus other workouts is that it's a strength-based workout. Everything is based in strength. So even on momentum and anaerobic days, we're still lifting weights. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I was really looking for, were weight training, a weight training-based program, because I wasn't interested in doing a lot of the fancy cardio. I feel like at my age, I would rather be more functional and, you know, focus more on stamina and endurance and energy. Then I'm not planning to run a race anytime soon. I've done 2 half Ironman triathlons. I don't really have any desire to do that. So I wanted a workout that would really balance out where I felt like I needed it most. And I needed a little bit of variety, but I also needed something grounded in the basics. And so I took a class. I really enjoyed it. And I thought, I'm going to check out the Raleigh studio when I get back. And then I ended up taking a few classes in the Raleigh, you know, studio. They had a special 10-day for new members, kind of special. So I took advantage of that. And then COVID hit and the world shut down. And it was devastating for those of us in the health and fitness industry because, you know, this is our livelihood. This isn't a fun thing that we do for a hobby. Like so many other people that teach group fitness, it's a hobby for them. It's not a hobby for me. This is my livelihood. This is how I make my money. This is how I pay my bills. This is my chosen career. And so it was devastating for us what happened because people were told not to go to the gym, to stay home, to basically do your own thing. So the metabolic studio where I went, like everybody else, we went virtual. And so I decided to stay in it and just tag along. We did some virtual sessions a couple days a week. I would just literally log into Zoom on my computer and do the best that I could to work out at home. Even though, like I just shared with you, I don't have a lot of equipment at home. I don't work out at home a lot. It's not easy for me to do that. So I really had to get creative on what I could use. But I followed up, followed along. I kept showing up. And when everything opened back up again several months later, I decided to give it a try. And I signed up as a member. First time in a very long time that I had signed up as a paying member, because having been a studio owner, I had always used my own facility. And being a group fitness instructor, I had never had any problem going somewhere and taking advantage of doing workouts someplace else. So I decided to make this my anchor. I thought, if I'm going to see if this is going to work for me, I am going to need to do this for a while. It's like I teach my clients, we don't want to be a flash in the pan. We don't just want to throw something out and it doesn't work, so we move on to something else. We sometimes have to give things some time to see if they're going to work. And so I decided to make this my anchor. But the real reality check came for me. So this is back in 2020. And I've been doing it religiously and faithfully ever since then. And I'm going to be sharing more in part two about my training and how I've adapted and some of the results that I've seen and how I feel like it's worked for me. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing on my off days too, because, you know, I never want to hold anything back. You know, people ask me all the time what I do, and I just felt like this was a really good opportunity to share that. But the big reality check for me came a couple years ago when I realized, and it sort of hit me hard one day, I was like, wow, I am not doing as much activity throughout the day as I was used to. Now, think about that for a minute. When you're used to teaching classes and being active and working with clients all day long, and you're not, guess what happens? You get literally wake up one day and you're like, what has happened to me? And I literally had that feeling.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
And so I realized, outside of the dedicated time that I have for my workout scheduled, and it's always in my calendar every single week, I thought, wow, I'm not moving the way I'm talking about moving. I'm sitting behind a computer. I am, you know, at my desk. I am much more sedentary than I've ever been. And I never really thought I would say that. That's the ironic thing about being a fitness professional. So I've been thinking about walking more, don't get me wrong, but it's just something that I've struggled with, if I'm being honest. Okay. And so I was mentally scheduling it in my head. I'm going to do 15 minutes when I get home. I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk when I get home. And then guess what? I'd get home and I wouldn't do it. I bet that sounds familiar with some of you listening. So then the days would go by and I was finding myself in the same place. So I realized that the gap between setting an intention and taking action is really what I coach people on. But I wasn't really doing it, right? I really wasn't doing it. So it was really showing up in my body. And so I decided this year, finally, that was really going to change. And instead of buying a planner in January, like I've done for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I bought a workout journal. And I've never really been a journaler, if I'm being honest. I sometimes will write things down, but I do much better when I'm, you know, what I call a brain dump, where I'll take a notebook out and I'll just jot down some ideas and then I'll just start writing from there. And so I bought a workout journal and I thought, you know what? I am going to track this because the proof is going to be in the pudding, right? What doesn't get tracked doesn't get managed. And so I decided to do that starting this year. And that decision is what really got me real about doing this episode with you, because I wanted to kind of do this long enough and, you know, have some skin in the game so that I can literally talk to you about some of the challenges that I've had, because I just know how much people struggle with this. I think you can know all day long what you need to do, and sometimes that just isn't enough. But before I get into any of that, what I would like to do is talk to you a little bit about metabolism, since I said that was what the focus was going to be today. Most people treat metabolism like it's the weather. Okay, so let that sink in for a minute. It's basically something that happens to them. My metabolism doesn't work anymore. It's broken. It doesn't respond like it used to. I just don't think my metabolism works like it used to. And therefore, I can't lose weight. Therefore, I can't get in shape. I don't notice any changes in my body. These are the things that my clients tell me. Okay. Or people will say, well, you know, both of my parents have really bad metabolism. So I think I just inherited it. It's my genetics. You know, my genetics aren't good. I have a tendency to be overweight. You know, that's the other thing that I hear. And the last thing that I hear a lot is, well, you know, I'm in perimenopause or menopause. I'm over 40, 45, or 50, and everything's just slowing down because that happens. But that's really not a metabolism problem. All three of those examples are not metabolism problems. That's a strategy problem, okay? Myth number one, okay, let me just outline what these are. Myth number one, your metabolism is slow because you're getting older. Okay, that's partially true, okay? But it's sort of like what I call a garbage box diagnosis. It's kind of what everybody tends to go to. It's kind of like pigeonholing. Well, if it doesn't fit anything else, I'm just getting older and these just things just happen. But the research shows that the decline is far less dramatic with metabolism than people who use exercise as an excuse, as much as it is driven by a loss of muscle mass and reduced movement. So let that sink in for a minute. So basically what that means is that people will use this, I'm getting older, as an excuse, when really the reality, what's really going on is that because you're not as active as you used to, you've lost muscle, and as a result, you're moving less, okay? That's a strategy thing, okay? That's not necessarily a metabolism problem, that's a strategy problem. But both of these instances are really within your control at the end of the day. Myth number two, eating less is what's gonna fix it. I'll just eat less and then my metabolism will pick up. I literally hear people say that to me all the time. But chronic undereating actually trains your body to do more with less. Your body is incredibly good at adaptation. In other words, it's incredibly good at adapting to what you're doing. And not always in the way that you want. Sometimes that adaptation is not what you want. So for example, if you find that you're eating less, true, your metabolism will slow down and you probably won't be as hungry. But guess what? Your metabolism will also use some of your muscle when it needs those calories, right? And at the end of the day, muscle is a driver of our metabolism. The more muscle you have on board, the better your metabolism is going to work, okay? Myth number three. More cardio is always the answer. Wrong. Okay. Cardio has its place, but it's not the metabolic engine that strength training is. So I want you to hear me when I say that. Okay. It's not even close. Cardio is great for your heart. It's great for building stamina and energy. And I'm not saying you don't need to do it, but it is not the driver of your metabolism. Strength training is what will keep your metabolism elevated. When you strength train, you build muscle. The more muscle you have, the better your metabolism will work. Okay. And then the last myth I want to clear up is if you are generally active, you don't need structured training. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said this, I'm plenty active. I walk every day. I play with my dogs. I play with my kids. I do yard work. I move heavy things around during the day. I get plenty of activity. I hear that a lot too. But that's not the same thing as a structured workout. And this is where we really start to see the real problem, because these two things are not interchangeable, okay? And I have to be honest, there was a part of me that was talking about this, but I really wasn't doing it either, if I'm being honest. I would get my workouts in, and again, it was this constant challenge about how I was going to work in the activity the rest of the time. I'm not a runner. I'm never going to be a runner. I don't enjoy it. I'll just be honest when I say that. I don't. I like to walk. It's not that I dislike it. But my problem is that I just wasn't in a routine that worked. I didn't have enough consistency. And I wasn't doing things enough that I could create evidence for myself that this could actually work. You know, I was really good at talking about it, not so much on following through. So I want to talk for a minute about what your metabolism will actually respond to. Now that I've kind of dispelled what I consider to be the biggest myths about metabolism, intense structure training, this is weight training, okay? The kind that builds and preserves your muscles. Intense strength training actually spikes your metabolism, okay? It forces your metabolism to work harder. And it creates what we call an afterburn that lasts well beyond the workout itself, okay? I've actually read numerous studies that suggest that your metabolism will stay elevated up to hours, like several hours after your workout. Some studies have suggested 24 to 48 hours after a workout, your metabolism will still be elevated. Think about that for a minute if you're older, okay? If you're over 50. You know, and look, it's a fact that our metabolism slows down as we get older. That just happens, right? But if we can do something to slow that process down, that's huge. And that's completely within our control. Daily intentional movement, the stuff that most people don't think about because they've checked the workout box. So I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Most people will think, and I don't know if this is you or not, but most people will think, 5 or 10 minutes doesn't count. 15 minutes doesn't count. Well, it's only 15, 20 minutes. It's not the same thing. So whatever, I'm not going to bother. Daily intentional movement in any amount helps. And in fact, I'll take it one step further and say that a lot of the metabolism research is suggesting that it's the daily intentional movement that actually gets you more benefit down the road than just checking the workout box. So I want you to let that sink in for a minute because that is huge, especially if you're not a gym person. And if the workout piece is what you actually struggle with, then what I would suggest is that you really focus in on the intentional movement piece, okay? These are not either or. I want to make that clear. Both of these are a system. You need both. You need the strength training and the intentional movement. Pull one out or choose not to do one and the whole thing underperforms, okay? So think about that for a minute. You need both levers. You need to pull both levers to get maximum results. Do one and ignore the other, and you're leaving results on the table every single day. And this is the reason why I wanted to do this mini-series, because I feel like so many people don't believe that these two work together and that you need one just as much as the other. The workout piece matters big time, enormously. And I'm going to make that case hard in the next episode. I'm going to share with you some of the latest research trends. I'm going to talk a little bit about my own training, some of the things I've seen in some of my clients, some of the things that I've heard from colleagues of mine that would have, you know, are still doing a lot of personal training, but it only accounts for an hour out of your day, right? Or less even. So what are you doing with the other 23 hours? I think that's the biggest question to ask. So before I close today, I'm going to leave you with a few things to think about. Before the next episode, I really want to encourage you to think with yourself now. So take a moment and think about this on your own. Two things. Are you actually training with intensity and consistency on a regular basis? So we're not talking about lifting really easy or baby ass weights and say, well, I'm going to focus on toning and I'm going to do more reps, which is the biggest bunch of BS there is because there's really no such thing as toning. Okay. You must lift challenging weight so that you get muscular definition, which is what most people want when they say that. So are you training with consistency and intensity on a regular basis? And are you moving with intention the rest of the time? Or are you doing one and calling it good? Because I know me, I was doing one and calling it good for a long time. Because look, at the end of the day, folks, your metabolism is not broken. It's not. There's no such thing as a broken metabolism. But it pays attention to everything that you do. It's very sensitive. It's very in tuned to what your body's doing, to what you're thinking, to how you're feeling. Every single hour, not just the one you spend at the gym or working out at home or whatever your plan is for that. I want you to think of metabolism like a thermostat, okay? And, you know I was just talking about the fact that a lot of people approach metabolism like it's weather, like it kind of happens to them. Well, I can't do that today because the weather sucks. Well, I can't do that now because my metabolism sucks, right? That's what a lot of people say. But your metabolism is really like a thermostat. And I want you to think about what a thermostat does in your house, right? It's the middle of winter and you want the heat on. So what do? You turn the thermostat up. When you turn the thermostat up, guess what happens? Your heating system kicks on. The way that your house uses energy accelerates as a result, right? Just like in the middle of the summer in July when it's, you know, hot as 40 hells outside, right? You know, you want to turn the thermostat down so that you get cool air moving. Well, when you do that, your heating and cooling system goes into overdrive because it's trying to pump cold air in where it hasn't been before. And what happens is that your entire heating and cooling system is under stress at the moment because it's trying to balance out what you need to be comfortable from a temperature perspective, right? And so that's really what our metabolism is doing inside of our body all the time, is it's detecting where we are the most stressed, right? And it will adjust accordingly. So for example, if you're doing a lot of workouts, if you're running, training really hard and not eating much, guess what's going to happen? Your metabolism is going to find an equalizing point and stay there. This is why so many people hit plateaus in their training, because they're not equalizing and leveling things out. It can work the very same way in the other direction, where the thermostat is set low, and no matter what you do to try to pick it up, it won't level out and balance, okay? And 9 times out of 10, what happens as a result of that is, if we can fix the daily habits, if we can come up with a strategy and fix the daily habits, and I'm not talking just about workout and movement, I'm talking about what you eat, how your mindset is, how you manage stress, how much sleep and rest you're getting, it all counts. It all goes into how your metabolism is balancing and how it's actually working to protect you and to keep your body systems in check, okay? So there's a lot going on, is my point, behind the scenes. But when we pull both of the levers of a workout and intentional movement, right, we're giving our metabolism the tools to function correctly and to be stronger and more adaptable, right, and to help us handle when we have those changes in the ebbing and the flowing about how we operate and how we work. Your metabolism does pay attention to everything that you do. It's very sensitive. That thermostat will pick up on whether or not you're stressed or not stressed and react accordingly. In the next episode, I'm going to go a little deeper on why that hour that you work out, that 30 minutes to an hour that you work out, should be the anchor for everything. But I'm going to give you some research and some data to support that. And I'm going to show you and talk to you a little bit about what's shifting in my own training and what's really changed that for me. I probably work out, if I'm being honest, the least amount of time now that I ever have. I probably work out between 30 and 45 minutes a day total. Now, there may be a couple of days a week when I get more activity in terms of steps, right? Like the days that I go on a long walk or a bike ride, or John, my husband, and I will take our black lab, Carly, for a long walk, or we're at our lake house in the summer and we're swimming and playing in the water. That's not like a normal day, right? I'm talking like, what are my bread and butter basics here? And I'm telling you, I don't spend hours on my training anymore. And I have to say, at 57, I'm stronger than I've ever been, right? I mean, I'm still working on, as far as metabolically speaking, staying on top of that, right? My conditioning probably needs a little bit more help right now because I'm not teaching as much as I used to, but I'm still very active. And what I can tell you is that my body is more resilient. It's more adaptable. I feel like on the days that I'm sore and tired, you know, my body can handle that better than it ever used to, okay? And I credit a lot of the shifts that I've made in my training to do that. But I'm going to share with you kind of a little bit of the shift that I've made and how that training approach has actually worked for me. So I hope you'll tune in next week for part 2, where I talk about not just the other 23 hours, but the 1 hour that should be your anchor. And that's coming in part 2 next week. So I'd love to hear what resonated with you about this episode. If you have any questions about metabolism, or if you're feeling like you're stuck and you need a little bit of support, or maybe you just want to kind of share with me what's working for you or what's not working for you, you know, my DMs are always open. You can reach out to me on any of my socials. You can connect with me on my website. That's www.theallisonk.com. Or you can write to me at allison@theallisonk.com. I would love to hear your story, and maybe we can feature you on a future episode. So that's what I got for you for part 1. Thanks so much for listening and supporting and following. I'm so grateful for all of you. My podcast, I have to say, after all these years, is still one of the most favorite things that I do in my business, because I just love having conversations with people, and I love jumping in here and sharing with you, you know, real world tips and strategies that actually work, that move the needle for you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. and that you've been able to, you know, get value and get a win from it for yourself. And I will look forward to seeing you for part two next week. That's what I got for you, folks. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.